So this podcast was almost Credit Union Shutter's Denver branch, cite safety concerns near shelter. Now, that was the original one. And then I doing some research, this is what I came up with. Crime calls are up 2,900% at a hotel converted to homeless shelter in Denver. That's the story. Up 2,900%. That is through the roof. Let's get into it. Shenanigans, here we come. Here we go.
Less than a week after two people were found dead at a Denver hotel turned homeless shelter, your investigator Brian Moss is uncovering a worrying trend. He found numbers showing that since the DoubleTree on Quebec Street was converted to a homeless shelter, calls to Denver police have skyrocketed. That includes calls for assaults, threats, and overdoses.
Yeah, it's towards the end of the day, so everybody's already in or on their way in.
Mike Morales says in the last 3 months, this industrial area in the Denver Central Park neighborhood where he works has slipped.
Upwards of three times a week, you'll see the fire department, you'll see ambulances, you'll see any kind of first responders right there just parked right in front of the building.
He's talking about the former DoubleTree Hotel, 100 yards from his traffic sign and barricade business, the hotel that the city turned into a homeless shelter in December. Part of the mayor's plan to house the homeless. Morales says every day he now sees hotel residents doing drugs, walking the streets like zombies, as he puts it, and impacting his employees.
She was the first one here in the morning who would lock the doors as soon as she got here, and she carried mace just because of the kind of people that are right there and the way that they would just walk up and down the streets in the middle of the morning. So she was worried about her safety.
And these...
It doesn't sound like she works there anymore, does it? Everything was past tense. She was, she did this. Man, if I was female walking around in that environment, I'd say, guys, I got to go find myself a different job if you can. Right? Just nuts.
These new numbers suggest there is plenty to worry about. Last September, October, and November, there were 13 calls for police help. But in the 3 months since it was turned into a homeless shelter, 391 calls for police, a nearly 3,000% increase with calls for sex assaults, deaths, overdoses, and disturbances.
So they recently cut this part of the fence.
Morales says last weekend someone tried to burglarize the business. He suspects it's connected to the increasing number of homeless now in this neighborhood. In January alone, 244 calls for service to the new shelter. That's more than seven a day. And last weekend, two people were murdered here.
And we're here fully dedicated to ensuring that this site runs safely and smoothly for the guests that are here and for the surrounding community.
Cole Chandler, the mayor's senior advisor on homelessness, says he's now on site full time and other steps are now being taken to tighten up security here. New security cameras inside and outside the hotel, 24-hour Denver police surveillance, door alarms, and only one entrance.
People were able to kind of come and go.
You've created a prison. You got a prison. Prison. What? I got an idea. Why don't we just make some prisons? What about that? Put these people in prison because that's where they belong. And then you don't have to have the taxpaying residents paying for all of these first responder services. You just got all the people away from society, not outside. Yeah, they're contained. Well, anyway.
To this building without us always knowing exactly who was coming inside.
He says residents are now being educated, too, on not constantly calling 911 for help. Mike Morales hopes steps like those work so he and his employees can let their guard down.
You have to be more mindful of your surroundings more than ever. I would say 100%.
I'm Brian Moss, covering Colorado First.
Here's that murder story. I mean... you know, just a little double homicide for you. Man, woman found dead in Denver hotel, converted to homeless shelter. They're identified. That's comforting. The bodies of a man and woman were found Saturday night in a hotel in East Denver have been identified. Sandra Cervantes and Dustin Nunn were the two bodies that were found at the hotel that had been converted into a homeless shelter. Their deaths have been ruled a homicide. Homicide. Denver Police Department is notified of the discovery at 9:22 p.m. on Saturday. This is updated on March 20th. I think that was about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. It's very recent. I almost did a story on it, but didn't have all these other pieces. And literally what happened, as I looked at this story right here, credit union shutters Denver branch, cites safety concerns near shelter. And I went, huh, that is weird. I'm a news guy. I read news all day long. Banks, grocery stores, mini marts, anything corporate owned, they never target retail shops, Macy's, Nordstrom. They never typically cite safety concerns as the reason for closing. This one just came right out and boom. Yeah, this is the story. We're closing up shop out of the blue, out of the blue. None of this, you know what? We ramped up more security. We lowered our hours. We reduced our hours. We put in more security lights. We got another security guard. They just, on this one in Denver, it was boom, done and gone. Closed. Metal Leo, you're going to need to go to Denver because you're going to be covering a bunch of this stuff. Closed. But for different circumstances in Denver than in San Francisco, right? Got some economic ones going on there along with some tenderloin action in San Francisco. But in Denver, you've got next level in Denver. Somebody sent to me, Denver is Portland 2.0. And I'm like, I don't think so. I think it's not one and two. I think Denver is exponentially rocketing ahead of any other city as far as its shenanigans goes, because this kind of stat is 2,900% increase in calls to 911. That's next level shenanigans, right? So I read this story and I'm like, wait a minute. There's no way they came right out and said that. An email addressed to its members, Partner Colorado Credit Union, said the branch located at 4000 Quebec Street will close on May 3rd. Just out of the blue, right? No warning. And I thought to myself, that's really weird. Of all the stories I've ever read, that makes no sense. But now, when you put it with, okay, this one here, crime calls up 2,900% at hotel converted to homeless shelter in Denver, that is literally next door to this credit union. You got 4,000 Quebec Street and you got 4040 Quebec Street next door. So the same things that the maintenance company was talking about, this credit union is basically stating, yeah, we're not going to be open anymore. We are done. Closed. Unfortunately, the housing crisis, love this. Unfortunately, the housing crisis in Denver, we're blaming this on the housing crisis. What a bunch of crap. Sorry for those who don't want to hear me swearing. This is a bunch of crap. This is a huge load of crap. The housing crisis in Denver continues to impact neighborhoods throughout the city, and the Central Park branch is no exception, the email said. There have been a number of incidents at and around the Central Park branch that have raised serious concerns for the safety of our employees and members. They're putting it very, very nicely. This is the corporate whitewash of an extremely violent situation. You've already had how many rapes? How many? Don't know. But we know those numbers are way up. We've had a double homicide. We've got, on average, 7 calls to the police. Hello, this is 911. How can we help you? Send help now. There's a crazy naked guy chasing me around with a fork. You know, there's just that kind of crap all day long. That's what happens when you decriminalize drugs and then you close all the institutions that were meant to help them, and you don't have enough, you know, psychiatric care for all the Looney Tunes running around out there. And then you convert a hotel, a big hotel, and densely populate an area with said drug-addicted Looney Tunes. And the reason I say drug-addicted is because, you know, the prior video said, you know, I go around like they're zombies. That's fentanyl, right? It's fentanyl or some variant thereof. So, but a number of incidents. I have concern. There's incidents around Central Park branch that have raised serious concerns. The credit union has long had concerns about safety at that branch location. But the conversion of the DoubleTree Hotel at 4040 Quebec Street late last year into a homeless shelter accelerated those issues. So think about this. This This is an all-time fast timeline, as far as I am aware. They opened sometime in December. When did they open? I'm guessing they opened December 1st, because otherwise this credit union closed after only January, February, part of March, half of March, literally like 10 weeks. We're done. But when you got on average 7 calls a day going in to the operation next door to you, I mean, that's not a sustainable situation. How about the joker? I'm head of homelessness for the mayor. How about that guy having to be at this location every day? All right. So we got a bunch of raping going on. We got all kinds of, you know, we've got property crime, and we've got, you know, homeless people on drugs, whacked out of their mind, doing drugs. We got some crazy stuff. We got a double homicide. I'm going to need you, Junior, to go and take care of this. And you know, we're going to have to put up more security. So when anybody ever tells you, you know what, it's not going to be that bad, maybe ask the residents of Denver here, how was it? How bad was it? 29 and well, let's just read this through, because this is a great read. I mean, in the first 3 months after the city of Denver converted a hotel in Denver's Central Park neighborhood to a shelter for the homeless, calls for police and first responders rose 2,900% compared to the previous 3 months. That's in 3 months. Trace, not 3 years, not 3 business quarters, 3 months. Boom, done. Sayonara. See ya, credit union. See ya, management company. See ya, whatever. See ya, whatever. Closed, right? So this whole concept of, hey, we'll just make some housing out of this, that is a big hotel. That's a big hotel. Now that I'm looking at this, this is a whopper. No wonder. So how many rooms do you have there? Let's read the story. Cole Chander, Denver Mayor Michael Johnston, senior advisor. That's the kid that I called Junior earlier. Senior advisor on homelessness said, we've been responsive to what has occurred here, and it's occurred a lot, and it happens a lot. We're hoping for less murder. But, you know, this whole crime thing, it goes hand in hand with the homeless population. Yeah. And we haven't even talked about illegal aliens here, right? We haven't even touched on that. Because what you've got going on in Denver is you've got the same groups, homeless and illegals, competing for housing, right? It's entry-level housing, low-barrier housing. Where can I put a roof over my head? Because here comes one of those Denver storms. It's just going to dump buckets of snow on me. And that's literally been happening, right? Which has occurred here. And we are committed to ensuring and continue to take steps to ensure the safety of this site and the surrounding community. Don't mind the rapes. Those are overstated. The murders, you know, big city crime. It happened in this building that we just converted to a homeless shelter. I know it's not a good look and it's not a good start. That's the only reason a mayor would send his right-hand man down there, right? Even though that guy doesn't look like, he looks like he'd blow over in the wind. I'm sorry, son. You just don't look all that formidable. And if you're dealing with a bunch of whacked out homeless people, I want a big, older, rough guy. Just a guy that's probably like 260, 6'3", 260. No, you can't do that. No, that's not acceptable. No, that's what you need, right? The former Doubletree Hotel at 4040 Quebec Street was converted to a shelter for the homeless in December 2023. In the previous 3 months, we talked about that. Got 13 calls. It was 13 calls to 300 and something. Mind blowing. But after the conversion in December, there were 36 calls for police that included assault calls, 1 call and a sexual assault. Yeah, that's great. And 4 trespassing calls. The calls spiked further in January of 244. Got a bunch of overdose calls. December, January, and February, there were 391 calls for police help. An increase of 2,907% from the previous 3 months. 2,907%. So when somebody tells you, you know what? They're going to control it. They're going to make sure it's okay. They're going to run it just like a top, right? Shh, watch that top just spin. Yeah. Well, yeah, if you don't mind murder, if you don't, you know, double homicide in your community, you don't mind rape, if you don't mind property crime, if you don't mind a lot of drugs, then go ahead and encourage your mayor, encourage your governor, encourage your whatever, King County administrator, to just put these homeless shelters wherever willy-nilly, convert those hotels, and we'll just see what happens. We'll just see what happens. Denver can't control any of this. It's just wildly out of control. That's how you get a crime spike of over 2,900%. You create it. You create the perfect circumstances for just absolutely out of control, you know, Kensington Avenue shenanigans. That's literally what you've got going on. It's turning into a norm, unfortunately, said Mike Morales. He's the branch manager for nearby traffic sign business. All right, that's what it was, traffic sign business. He has since found the transitional shelter opened. The industrial neighbor feels less safe. Huh, interesting. You don't say. You mean because crime is, you know, spiked up, the number of calls, 911, of almost 3,000%. That, you mean for that reason? Okay. He said every morning he sees hotel residents appearing to ingest drugs and walking the streets like zombies, as they do. This is what the homeless population does. This is why they are homeless. They are whacked out of their mind on drugs. And if they're not whacked out of their mind on drugs, they are just whacked out of their mind, period. Or some combination thereof. Very few people that are just normal. And maybe it's because they've suffered some horrific, horrific, you know, incident in their lives. They've got some kind of trauma. All right. These people need help. They don't need to just be in a hotel and let them ramble around and that'll be fine. Just put them in a hotel. It's all good. Can you imagine what the inside of that hotel is going to look like in a year? 6 months. 6 months, right? I mean, people that are picking their own skin off, you know, that are doing this number, and, you know, on their face, got all those scabs because they believe that there are bugs in their skin. And then they start hearing voices in the walls. And then they take out whatever it is that they have handy nearby and start bashing out the walls. That's how you end up with that kind of violence. You got people that are just, boop, not there, right? He said the shift in the area prompted a female employee of his to be worried about her safety. She would lock the doors first thing in the morning and carry me. I don't blame her one bit. How about a gun, young lady? Whomever you are, how about a gun? And that's one thing that I think, if you listen to me talk, I'm 6'1", 215 pounds. I'm not an easy target. And I think what a lot of us need to be reminded of is that, you know, females in particular, like this story is talking about, they have another level of vulnerability, which is just physical size. It's the inverse to the whole Leah Thompson transgender swimmer. You know, that's a dude who says that he's a woman and now calls himself a woman and he just excels. And the whole thing is, you know, flipped the other way around. Men are just bigger than women, right? They're bigger than women. Men do the vast majority of assaulting of females, right? I mean, it's just a statistic. So, you know, for women to be put in this position is just horrible because they always have to be thinking, all right, I'm not going to be able to work my way out of this. I'm going to be vulnerable. I got to do what I can. Carry mace? Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't blame you if you just carried around a gun. Hey, I'm going to be showing up to work with a gun. How come? Oh, yeah, the homeless shelter next door. I mean, right? And that seems fair, right? Hey, if you want to bring a rifle to work, I'd be okay with that. Stay safe. I mean, that seems reasonable, doesn't it? Do what you got to do to protect yourself. But I think there's so many situations where as a man, we discount it and say, I'd work my way. I'd handle things. I'd handle business there. Whereas women, just due to their physical size and strength, don't have that option. So I think that's one of those things that kind of always got to be aware of, right? Responding to the increased crime calls, the mayor's office said, certainly officers responded to numerous calls for service at large encampments, and it's reasonable to expect that similar calls for service will be reported with the same population indoors. 2,900%? That many? I mean, what kind of animals are you putting in there? And then one of these solutions, the solution is literally, hey, could you guys call 911 less? Could you guys call 911, you know, fewer times? I mean, you guys are really abusing that frequent flyer mileage status that you have. I mean, these cops, these firemen, You're getting tired of coming over here all the time. If you guys could just call, I don't know, the unarmed social workers and see if they'll come out and, you know, work with our population here. Still, Morales views it as a drain on city resources. There's a lot of other areas police and first responders could be focusing on versus this hotel. Okay, but city of Denver, you created this. You created this. This is what you wanted. You were dying to have all the homeless in one location. Put them in all these rooms. It'll work out great. It doesn't, because you can't take people who are mentally ill and on drugs and expect this to be a win-win situation. It's just not doable. It's not sustainable. But hey, you know what? It's like defund the police. Let's just go ahead and defund the police anyway. I'm sure it'll work out. How'd that work out? Yeah. On March 15th, a man and woman were shot to death at the hotel. Okay, so that's how it worked out. So I'm reading for this for you on the 25th. So literally 10 days ago, the Denver Medical Examiner identified them as Sandra Cervantes and Dustin Nunn. We talked about that. Denver police have not announced any arrests in the case. It's one of the residents of the hotel. So you've got a murderer on top of all this, just running around. Yeah. Not exactly advertising that, right? Job resume. You know, it's in a fairly high crime area. We've got some concerns about the personnel over at that hotel over there. Since those murders, Chandler says several steps have taken to further secure the building. Don't really care. You just need to keep those people in. He says there is now 24-hour surveillance. Okay, that's great, but that just means, hey, I saw it when you got assaulted. That would look terrible. How is it? How is the side of your head after taking that real beat down? Door alarms have been installed. Oh, that's great. So now you know when somebody's breaking in or out, depending on the time of day. And there are more security cameras and a single point of entry to the building. So now we know that the occupants of said building are so dangerous and so violent that we got to have one way in, one way out, just like a prison, right? Just like a prison. Interesting. People were able to come and go without us knowing who was coming inside, said Chandler. Kind of like a hotel, you mean? You mean when you convert a hotel, DoubleTree, like a real DoubleTree, into homeless shelter like that? Oh, yeah. So Chandler, who says he is now on site full time. Chandler, I need you to go down and I need you to handle this for me. I'm the mayor. You're the official, whatever it is, yada, yada title on your homelessness thing. I need you to go down and spot me one, son, because it ain't looking good down there. It's not looking good. We are focused on bringing safety to this site, to the residents and the surrounding community. That is immediately after we brought immense levels of danger to the site. Yeah. Double murder, rape, property crimes. I mean, you name it. We got it going on. We brought it here. Now we're focused on bringing safety to the site. We didn't bring safety first because, you know, we're a little new at this and we don't really know what we're doing. And it's Denver. And that's why I say shenanigans like this. Have you heard of this? I read a lot of homeless stories. I have never heard of something escalating so quick on a conversion like this. We've had a handful of conversions here in the Seattle area, and we've got some world-class nut jobs on drugs here in Seattle. We just do. They're not from here. They're from California, typically from California. But they live here now because they're drug tourists and they love the lifestyle. And, you know, you get free stuff and freebies and you name it. It's like our good buddy, Steve Irwin, the guy with the excavator and doing a little logging, doing a little bit of mining in a Seattle park. He came here from Missouri. He's like, yeah, I heard it was good in Seattle. You just living here in Missouri. You ever been to Portland, Steve? Nope, just Seattle. He's alive and thriving. He's out of jail. He's been back into the park. He got set up in the park. I haven't heard since then. Maybe he's just hunkering down in the park, as so many of these, you know, nut jobs do. We are focused on bringing safety to the site after literally bringing in a murderous influence. You literally did. You brought in murder to the community. Well done, City of Denver. He said residents are also being educated on relying less on calling 911 for various issues. Yeah, we need to cut that down. That's a real burden on on our first responders here. Mike Morales says he now has to be on guard while at work. Now you have to be more mindful of your surroundings, said Morales, 100%. Yeah, you do. And you know what? This is all on the city of Denver. When you bring in ridiculousness like this, this is what you get. Crime, you know, people being assaulted, stuff being stolen, drugs being done, drugs being sold, murder. That is what comes with bringing this type of community, with this type of conversion into your location. If you've got one of these going on in your community, cite this as a perfect example of how not to approach this whole deal. I think some of what needs to be understood is that the number of rooms, you know, just because you got a 300-room hotel doesn't mean you need to convert all of them. The community can only absorb XYZ percentage. And this, I don't know how many rooms, it hasn't been said here how many rooms are actually operating, but it's got to be a bunch, because otherwise you wouldn't have, you'd be able to control this type of environment a little bit better to the point where you don't have to lock it down like these guys have done. But again, this is Denver. This is what's happening. You know, all that virtue signaling. I mean, and I'm sure there's going to be other locations in Denver that have the same type of impact, because they're really pushing now with all of the illegals that they've taken in. Their hotel shelter, their whole shelter system has just taken a massive hit because they've got so many different people competing for the same housing inventory. So now you've got just a bunch of lunatics running around, and this is the end result. So if you're happy with this result, I'd say, hey, keep doing it. Keep on going. Otherwise, let people know, hey, got a really good example for you of how not to run things. And it's located in Denver, Mile High City, right? All right. So all my peeps out there in Denver, I don't mean to hammer on Denver, but it's kind of like San Francisco. When you got stories to tell, you got stories to tell. And this, unfortunately, this is a story of concern. That's how mainstream media, that's how they term just absolutely out of control shenanigans. All right. That's all I'm going to say on this one. Thanks so much for being here. Love to have you as a subscriber. Hit that notification bell, all that good stuff. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.